Sue. I'm Charlie. I couldn't help but see you sitting here alone. Hey Sue, can I call you? Maybe we could plan our lives together on the telephone. Hey Sue, it's Charlie again. I guess you must have forgotten my number. You said you'd call, but you never did, and that was 3 days ago. And I've been sitting around in my underwear thinking of you and eating Doritos. Call me whenever you can.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus. Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus.
I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 What am I supposed to be doing here?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is Arby. / Roy, / RBCP, / Brad, and my billions of other aliases. This show is sponsored by Jason Bedford. Jason is responsible for bringing us into the fourth round of carding calls, even though I promised on the last show that I was not going to do any more carding calls. We're going to do another hour of carding calls. I've already recorded them. I did them earlier today. I did them live in the chat room on Saturday, December 20th, 2014. So I know that there's an hour of them, a full hour, exactly an hour. So prepare yourself for that. All thanks to Jason Bedford. Of course, since there's another show happening, that means there's another PLA cake. This show's PLA cake comes from Yokel, and his cake says you're calling at 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight. But the cake person wouldn't write the F word for Yokel, so they did like the comic book swearing thing where it's like F. @, #, but that's still pretty awesome. So thank you, Yokel, for making a 12 o'clock in the fucking midnight cake for us. That will be the image that you'll see on phonelosers.org today. There is still at least one more cake, but I'm going to wait until the next show to mention the next cake. I think there might be two more cakes, but I've forgotten about one. I've lost it or something. Oops. As most of you know, if you're a subscriber to the feed, you've heard the Donald Sykes Show, which is a new podcast thing that I put together. I'm pretty happy with it. A lot of other people are happy with it. And then a lot of other people think it's retarded and that I shouldn't do any more. I'll probably ignore those people, though, and just do some more of them, because I enjoyed making it, and I'm most likely going to make more. They're fairly easy to make. And I guess the biggest difference will be that instead of prank calls by me, it features prank calls by other people, which I've been meaning to do on this show forever now, but I just never get around to it. I always forget. I always forget to put in other people's prank calls onto this show. But if you haven't checked it out already, it's on the feed, or it's on the YouTube page at youtube.com/phonelosersshows. It's called The Donald Sykes Show. Don't worry, it's not a replacement for Telephone Falls or anything. I'm not just doing that to trick you guys into forgetting about Telephone Falls. I'm still going to do Telephone Falls, I promise. You know, I think the easiest way for me to do Telephone Falls is probably just to do it one prank at a time. And when I finally have enough pranks to make about 20 or 30 minutes, then I'll put together a show. That's what I need to do to really, you know, get Telephone Falls going again. I've done some work on Telephone Falls. I've even done a little bit of work on animation, even though I haven't actually accomplished anything yet. And I'm still promising you guys, though, at least one more episode of Telephone Falls, probably two, and then I'll quit forever. Maybe. I don't know. It's just too much work. Are you guys getting sick of my intro yet? You know, cactus, 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 all that. I mean, I think it's amazing, but it's nice to have it switched up occasionally, like with that one lady singing the song about the Snowplow Show. But I was thinking, what if we had even more intros to choose from, and it was just different every single time. I have gotten one complaint about the Cactus intro, people saying they're sick of it, or a guy saying he's sick of it. It's probably just trolling me, but that's not the reason I'm talking about this. I've put up all of the intro creation files on phonelosers.com/media. You'll find it in media/liveshow/intro creation files. In that directory, you can hear things like this.
Cactus.
And you can hear things like this.
Cactus.
And best of all, you can hear things like this.
Cactus.
But besides that, there's a bunch of clips, like vocal clips of people saying all of the things that you hear in the intro.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!
Like that, grouchy old man.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
You know, just stuff that's happened in past shows and things from Rappy McRapperson songs like this.
Retards don't know how to use a phone.
So if you think you know how to make an intro, you're welcome to give it a try.
Roy the retarded boy?
And maybe I'll use it on the show. Maybe not. Maybe it'll just completely suck. And you'll just have to deal with the rejection of me telling you that I hate it and I'll never use it. But I might use it, you know, at least once. So we can laugh at it. In the past, though, people have made some pretty amazing things for Phone Losers shows. So all of those are up there on phonelosers.com/media if anyone wants to give that a shot. Make a new intro. And it doesn't even have to be an intro like we have now. It can be anything. Make something completely new, and maybe that'll be the new intro forever. Who knows? It would be nice, though, to get some new intros kind of in rotation. So you're not all bored with the same one every single show. That's all the announcements I have for this show, so I'm going to get on with the show that happened earlier today. Live on the air, taking ideas from the chat room and from some emails, and it's exactly an hour long, so enjoy. Here it is.
Hey Sue, what you doing? How you been? This is Charlie. I met you at the bar. Hey Sue, I really miss you. I tried to call you every day. I guess I'll give it one more try. Hey Sue, it's Charlie again. I guess you must not have gotten my message. I've been waiting by the telephone since 6 days ago. And I made you a brand new fancy necklace out of cat bones. You better come get it. Can't wait to see you again. Call me whenever you
I have cardings. I'm going to do cardings. It's been days since I've done cardings. I have 27 voicemails sitting here. I haven't listened to any of them. And so I have a text from some guy. It says, it's bad reception guy. To make up for the fake call, I put some notes out there like, sorry, I keyed your car, and I found a baby in your car if you want it back. I hope that's not illegal. That's a text message I got. And I got a text from some other guy. It says, I got a note saying you hit my car, but I don't see any damage. Is this the right guy? I'll save that one just in case. I'm going to go to the end of the list, start at the end and work my way back.
Hi, my name is Bernice and I'm the owner of a black Toyota Corolla. I just got a note on my car saying, sorry, I hit your car. So I was just trying to return the phone call to the number on the card. If you could just call me back at 818. My name's Bernice. Thank you.
All right. I've tried this lady many times. I've left her a voicemail. This one is 2 weeks old, so I'm going to try one time and then delete her forever. Hello, Bernice?
Hi, this is Bernice.
Hi, this is Roy. I hit your car a couple weeks ago by accident, and I left a note.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, thanks for leaving a note on my car, but I'm not really going to, like, do anything because, to be honest, I've had prior damages to my bumper as it is anyways because I got hit before by another lady.
You're like a hit magnet.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty noticed, but yeah, I guess I was like in North Hollywood and some guy left a note saying that a drunk lady was trying to park and she hit my car. So, and it's a lot worse than what you did, so yeah, it's fine, but thanks for leaving the note anyways.
Okay, well, you know, the only reason I hit you is because I thought you were hot, and it was just my clever ploy to get, so I smacked into your bumper. I figured that'd be a good way for us to exchange phone numbers, and it worked, but you haven't been answering for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I didn't recognize your number, to be honest, because it was like a different area code, and then I realized that
Oh my God, I don't need your life story.
But yeah. And then plus with work, I wasn't able to. Well, I was trying to call you back, but I completely forgot that you had a different area code.
Yeah, sounds like bullshit.
it's fine. It's okay.
Well, the reason I left the notes because I expect you to pay for the damage to my car because you were parked kind of stupidly.
I'm sorry?
You were parked kind of stupidly, and that's why I want you to. I need your insurance information so I can pay for my bumper.
What do you mean parked? I was parked normal.
No, you're parked stupidly. You're parked like a woman.
No, I parked pretty good. I was parked normal. You could check the security cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good.
I mean, you hit a parked car.
Not good enough.
So, yeah, no, you hit a parked car. I'm sorry.
It was sticking out a little too far, so.
Oh, no, I always park in the same spot pretty good because I try to avoid other people hitting my car, but.
You mean pretty well. Pretty well, not pretty good.
No.
Yes.
I mean, I did not park. It's not my fault that you weren't able to drive in a parking lot.
It is your fault because your car was stuck out. Like a dummy. It stuck out a little too far.
Okay. So, first of all, don't go insulting me. Do you understand? It's not my fault that you hit my car if you can't drive right in a parking lot. Who hits a parked car? One that's actually parked right. I was not speaking out. I'm sorry that you hit my car, but that's your fault.
You should be sorry. And listen, I'm a lawyer, so I know what I'm talking about.
I'm a lawyer. Wow, big deal. A lawyer that can't even drive. In a parking lot.
Oh, I can drive really? Just fine. You're the one that can't park, you idiot.
Really? Oh, no, sweetie. I was parked perfectly fine, just as I always am. It's not my fault that you can't see.
Don't you take that tone with me.
And that's fine, but that's not my fault.
You dumb hoe.
You're a lawyer. I sure believe you. I completely believe you.
Oh, you'll believe me. You'll believe me when you see me in court in my suit.
Okay, that's fine. That's completely fine. Go ahead, but please contact the Lemmy Nathan store or whatever shoe factory there is and ask for the security camera.
I'm recording this call, and you said you're sorry, and that's admission of guilt.
That's fine. That's fine if you're recording the call. I did not park wrong.
Yeah, but you said you're sorry, and that means you're guilty. You're guilty.
Okay, no. Go ahead and record the call. Go ahead and take me to court. You have to understand that it's not my fault that you don't know how to drive in the parking lot.
Well, insulting me is not going to get you anywhere. It's completely your fault. You were
really
several inches farther out than you should be.
No, it's not my fault. I am not admitting to anything. It's not my fault that you can't drive.
Look, it's not your fault exactly. It's just that you're a woman.
What kind of a driver are you? How bad of a driver are you?
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A woman telling me I'm a bad driver.
Wow.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, but a parked car, that's something completely new. Oh, and you say that I'm a woman driver? Are you sure you're not? Because apparently you hit parked car.
Well, and you know, the judge is going to see that you're a woman, and they'll side with me automatically.
A parked car. Like, you shouldn't even have your license, obviously, if you hit parked car.
Well, parked car shouldn't be out in the middle of the thing for me to hit.
It's not sticking out. It was not sticking out.
You need to shut the fuck up, you stupid hoe.
It's not my fault. I'm not listening to anything that you're saying.
You are. You're replying
really
to everything
hope
I say.
That you're recording
so.
This talk. I really, really do hope so.
I'm going to edit out the parts where I call you a stupid hoe.
Oh, wow. You already said it. I really don't care.
Okay? I'm going to edit out that part, too, so people don't know.
That you're a damn lawyer. I really don't care if you are.
I'm going to edit this so that you look dumber than me.
I'm after the video recordings. Do you understand? I don't have time for this bullshit right now.
So listen.
I did part right. I will ask for the recordings myself. Do you understand?
Oh, I won't give it to you.
Back.
No.
Right now, I'm busy and I don't have your time. Goodbye.
Look, can we have sex? Well, it took a while to get her angry, but...
She's not driving your too. I don't have time right now.
So can we have sex?
Goodbye.
Can we have sex? Well, I'm glad she finally answered. That one, 2 weeks. Jesus. She started out so nice, and then it just went downhill. So I have 30 total, 30 messages here, 30 voicemails, 3 whole pages. That was number 31 that I just did
Yeah, hi, Roy. My name is Chris. I got your message, your note on my windshield, that you might have dinged up my car a little bit. If you get this message, give me a call back. It's 516. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye now.
This one is 8 days old, so, yeah. I don't know. I'll probably just delete this one after, because I've been trying on this one for a while. Looks like I left them a message, so they'd know my number, hopefully. I have a big list of ideas. I need to reference this list here. DV Bomb wants me to say I was skateboarding, and I did a grind on top of their car. Happy stupid birthday, Dr. L. I hope it sucks.
Hey, it's Chris. I can't take your call now. Please leave your name and number, and I will get back to you. Thanks.
Hi, Chris. It's Roy. I hit your car, and I left a note. I've been trying to call you back, because that's the Christian thing to do, but you're not answering, so please give me a call back if you can. 425-243-7565. Thank you. Bye. You guys remember Mary, right? She's the one who had a minivan where I painted a mural underneath the minivan. I got a message from the guy that submitted that. He says, Mary finally admitted that she can't find any graffiti under her car, but insists that you smash the fuck out of her bumper. And that's it. That's the update on Mary. Okay, I'm going to move to the front of the list. Oh, I've got more from 818. Big surprise. So this is the latest one. It came in 16 hours ago.
Hello, Roy. This is Lorenzo again. I'm the owner of the Pilot. You left a note in my car 2 days ago. No, you know what? I appreciate you leaving a note, but you know what? I just want to know what part of my car you hit, because I'm not sure. I checked the car and did not find anything. So, yeah, please call me back, okay? Thank you.
Okay. So he's left messages before. Let me see if I can find his previous message. Oh, there's one.
Hello, Roy. This is, my name is Lorenzo. I saw your note last night that I put on my car. Yeah, can you please call me back, 818? Thank you.
Okay, so let's call Lorenzo. I'm going to tell him I grinded on his car.
Hello?
Hello, Lorenzo?
Yes, is this Roy?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay.
So I got your note.
All right.
But you know what? I didn't see I didn't see anything on the car though.
Well, did you look on the top up above the door?
What do you mean on top?
You know, just along like a long streak, just kind of on the edge, on the side top, like right on the edge.
Which side though?
I think it was the driver's side. Yeah, I was skateboarding and I flipped up.
Skateboarding.
Yeah, skateboarding and I did a grind all along the top of your car, and I landed perfectly. I didn't crash or anything. I landed perfectly.
What do you mean on the roof or?
Yeah, kind of on the roof, but like right at the edge of the roof. I did like a grind along the edge. It almost, like, it's such a perfect streak, grinding streak. It looks like a racing stripe. It actually looks, it's hard to tell it's even a scratch. Looks really good, really. If you ask me, you
so,
should...
So you were skateboarding.
Yeah.
So that means your body hit the car.
No, not my body. The bottom of my skateboard. The metal between the axles, the wheels.
Okay. How did it hit that car, though?
I lost
your balance?
No, I didn't lose my balance. I was doing it on purpose. I got a whole bunch of air, and then, you know, usually we grind along, you know, handrails and along curbs and stuff, but I actually, I'm really good at, you know, making my skateboard jump up, and I'm able to get up, you know, like 5 feet off the ground, and I just grind along the side of cars.
Okay. So you're saying it's on the driver's side?
I think so, yeah. It's hard to tell because your car looks kind of like it's one of those. You can't tell which side's which.
Then you said it's on top of the door or something? Or
It's up just along the whole side. Because I grinded starting on the back, and I grinded all the way to the front, and then down along the side of the windshield. If the sun's hitting it just right, you can't even tell, because it's such a perfect line. And all along down by the side of the hood. And then I landed perfectly.
Now, hold on. So what do you mean? You grinded on my car?
Yeah. And then I did an ollie.
I don't know. No, you know what? I'm kind of lost. How can you grind on my car?
Well, I'm just really amazing at like making my skateboard jump up pretty high in the air, 4 or 5 feet, and I just did it perfectly, and I just grinded all along the side of your car.
Why would you do that, though?
Well, because there was two. The guy parked next to you, he was parked a little close, I guess. Or wait, no, was I don't know. There was
no. Why would you grind on cars, though?
Because it's an easy way to get through tight spaces. I just jump up and like grind all along the side of the car. And then I get through easily.
Hold on, I'm not, but when you say grinding, I'm not really sure.
It's a challenge.
What you mean?
Like my skate.
What you mean?
Oh yeah. Well, imagine I take my skateboard in my hand, and you know the bottom of its metal where the wheels hook on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take that with my hands and just scrape it all along the side of your car, along the roof. That's what I did, except I wasn't holding it in my hand. I was standing on it. So like, you know, the full weight of my body was pushing down on your car and just scraping the roof.
Scraping the roof?
The trucks, the chat room tells me. Those are called the trucks. The you know, the metal part.
Hold on.
Is it sunny out right now? Because if the sun's hitting it just right, you probably won't even notice.
I'm part of a
skateboarding street gang. We do this all the time.
Yeah, but so you're saying about scratches, though, right? Not dents.
Yeah, no, not dents. I'm sorry. Maybe I got the terminology wrong. I thought a ding meant scratch. Yeah, it's more like
it's more of like scratches. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's more like a deep cut all along the side of the car.
And that cut was made by the axle of the skateboard.
Yeah, or as the chat room calls it, the trucks.
Okay, because I can't picture how it happened though, but I don't know.
Like you know when you do an ollie and you just kind of jump over things over little.
You know what? I think I see what you mean.
Oh.
Yeah, I see the scratches right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, starting from the back all the way down to the headlights. Like Tony Hawk.
So you're,
I'm basically like Tony Hawk.
Well, I know that guy, but I mean... So you're saying the accident of the skateboard was on the side of my car?
Yeah, the side...
It's like you made the side of my car like a ramp or something.
Yeah, like a ramp, sort of. Except not at all. Actually, not at all.
Isn't that the right thing to do, though?
Why would you make cars like that? I thought leaving the note was the right thing to do because I felt kind of bad afterward.
No. I mean, why would you do that on cars, though?
It's a challenge. It's fun.
Not for us, though.
Oh. Yeah.
Not for the car.
I wasn't thinking of you. I was just thinking of like, holy crap, look at this. I've got 5 feet of air. And then your car was there, and I just landed and grinded all along the side.
Okay. So what are you going to do about it then?
Well, does it look that bad? I didn't think it looked that bad. Because really, it's such a perfect grind, like a perfect stripe. I just thought it was okay.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I see them right now.
Them? No, it's more like one single deep cut all along the side of the car, from the back to the headlight.
Okay. How old are you, dude?
I'm 42.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't you think I'm 42?
No, but I mean, why are you still doing skateboard at that age?
Why wouldn't I? Skateboarding's fun. You shouldn't quit something just because society says you have to quit when you're a certain age. all the cool 42-year-old skateboard like me.
Yeah, but you don't do it on cars, though.
I do.
Why is that?
I do it on cop cars. Like, it's so... That's how rebellious I am. At 42, I have grinded on cop cars, and I don't even leave them notes.
Okay. So what if you do more damage than, like, scratches?
What, like if someone opened their car door as I was doing it and I hit them in the head?
No. Yeah.
It's never come up before yet.
Okay, dude, so...
Skate or die. Skateboarding's not a crime, if that's what you're thinking.
No, it's not, but I mean...
I have the bumper sticker to prove it.
Why would you do it on cars? I mean, you can do it on something else.
Yeah, I could be like all the other people and grind on rails, but that's hardly...
No, but what if you did more damage to my car? What then?
Look, if you could get 5 feet of air on a skateboard, would you grind on rails like everyone else and curbs? That's lame. I grind on cars.
No, that's my thing. What if you did more damage? What if you broke a headlight or something?
How?
My car.
That's impossible.
Well, you never know, dude.
No, I'm pretty careful. I would make sure I would jump off the car before I got to the headlight. Like, that's almost impossible.
Yeah, but what if that happened, though?
I'd leave a note, too.
And that's it? Just a note?
Yeah. I'd leave a note and say I'm sorry.
Okay. And what will happen with the damages, though?
Well, I'm leaving a note so I can tell you about them. So just so you know what happened, so you can tell your insurance company that it was a grind.
Oh, okay. So that's the way... Okay. So it's going to go under the comprehensive thing then, huh?
Whatever that means.
Like a hit and run. Okay.
Well, it's not a hit and run. If it's a hit and run, I wouldn't have left a note. I'd be a terrible hit and runner.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you leaving a note, but I don't understand why would you do it on cars, though. That's the only thing I don't get.
Did you look on the other side, too? Because, like, after I did one side, I did the other side. Because your car was, like, the perfect height for that type of trick.
Well, yeah, dude, that's, you know, why would you do that? I'm a hardworking person, you know, I'm still paying for this car, and you just do that to my property.
But it looks fine, though, right? It kind of looks like racing stripes.
Huh?
It's like you have a custom car now. So, you know, you're welcome.
No, you have to pay for the damages, dude.
Me? No, I don't even have a job.
Huh?
I don't even have a job. I don't have time for jobs because I'm out skating all day and grinding.
No, I think you need to look for one.
No, that would interfere with my skateboarding time.
Huh?
That would interfere with my skateboarding time.
Okay, dude. Whatever you say.
You know? Jobs are for squares, man.
Yeah, just look for another car to do it on, okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the likelihood of me ever seeing your particular car again, I don't know. Unless you're that's parked at that same spot a lot, maybe it'll happen again, but...
Okay, man. I won't get anything from you. Okay.
Okay, well, skate or die. He's gone. He's going to tell his whole family about the biggest loser ever, 42-year-old guy that still skateboards. He sounds so sad, but there's no damage. He looked. There's no damage. How is he seeing damage? Neon says I should have told him I wanted his car for a skate video. I should tell him that I made a video of it. And if he wants to see it happen, visit my YouTube channel. I almost want to do that. I don't know. Be like, search carding pranks on YouTube. I'd say I could delete that idea. Thank you, DV Bomb, for that one. DV Bomb also wants me to say I was taking a nap under their car and I hit my head when I woke up. Giad wants me to tell people that I was on 8 hits of acid and I thought their car was whistling at my girlfriend. So I kicked the shit out of it. Anyway, let's find the next one. I don't know if I should do an old one or a new one. Hey, here's one from 7 minutes ago. That's weird.
Hi, Roy. This is Ruby, the mother of Bernice.
Oh, no.
I just want your insurance information. I understand that you hit my daughter's car while it was parked. You hit a parked car, so you need to pay for the damages. Whenever you can, give me a call back at my number. It's 818-B we need to discuss the situation and get a fix to this. You know, you hitting a parked car is your at fault. I hope you know that.
Whatever. It's not my fault. It's her woman parking's fault. So that was the first lady I talked to today, Bernice. What was that lady's name just now?
Hi, Roy. This is Ruby.
Ruby. I should just tell her it's a prank. I'm going to tell her it's a prank.
Hello?
Ruby.
Yes, this is Ruby.
It's Roy. Hey, I didn't really hit her car. I just left the note. It's a prank. I just thought it'd be
fun. Oh, well, she claims that you hit her car and it was parked.
Oh, no, she's full of crap, because the thing is, I just thought she was...
No, I don't think my daughter's going to lie about this.
Shut up. No, I thought she was cute.
Are you stalking my daughter? Is that what it is?
Well, I get sort
are
of.
Are you?
Sort of, yes. But I left the note because I...
Why are you stalking my daughter?
Aren't you going to let
you
me talk?
That's against the law.
All right, I'm going to hang up because you won't let me talk.
I mean, you won't be recording that, so you just admit it's stalking. Like, you're a lawyer? How much of an idiot are you?
She's not a lawyer.
I clearly explained to her. I just thought she was cute, so I left the note. So, all right, so I'll let you guys talk to each other. Bye. Her mother's just like her. She was not letting me talk. But I told her it's a joke, so that's all right. Can't believe that lady called me so that she could talk to her daughter. Please call me, Roy, so I can have a conversation with my daughter. Let's talk over you. Okay, so now I'm down to just 23 left. 23 places left to call. And I don't know if I'll get to all of these today, you know. But let's call the one that happened exactly 24 hours ago.
Hi, Roy. This is Larry. You left a note on my car saying you dinged my car. That's already got a little bit of a ding in it as far as I'm concerned. So, not to worry. Have a Merry Christmas.
Aww. Bye. Larry's so nice. We're going to crush that Christmas spirit of his. What should I say to Larry? DVVOM says to say I was refereeing a street fight on top of their car, and I scratched it. I could say I was wearing golf cleats or something. Okay, yeah. Oh, so this one is 815. I keep forgetting who lives in 815, but that's an 815. Larry lives in 815. It sounds like a nice area to live in. People are just nice and forgiving and in the Christmas spirit. I could say I was wearing tap dancing shoes on top of his car.
You've reached the voicemail for Larry.
Hello?
Hello, Larry?
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Roy. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not bad for a fat old bald guy. I do appreciate you leaving that note on my car, though, but I looked at it, and I already had a scratch on that corner, and it was nothing to be worried about.
On the corner? No, it was on top of the car.
On top of the car?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get on top of the car?
I climbed up there. I was refereeing a street fight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and there were people fighting around your car, and I was on top of the car, just kind of being the referee.
Huh. And I just now took my ice auger out of the car because I'm going down the river ice fishing, and I'm walking around the outside of the car right now, and you must not have weighed very much.
Oh, well, are you looking on top? Because I was wearing golf cleats.
No, I can't see any problems.
And I was
from where I'm standing. If I can't see it, I'm not worried about it.
And I was tap dancing in the golf cleats as I refereed the fight.
Pardon?
I was tap dancing in the golf cleats as I refereed the fight.
Oh, okay. You did a good job.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's years of practice.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So the roof looks all right.
Yeah. I don't see any problems with it that are going to issue me any issue.
Okay.
Problems. You got to figure. I got 140. I want to say 143 or 144,000 miles on the car. It doesn't owe me anything at this point.
That's true. Okay.
So,
all right.
That was if you had to damage something, you picked the right car to do it.
Oh.
And I don't see anything worth worrying about, okay?
Okay. All right. Well.
All right.
Yeah, well, just let me know if you change your mind. You have my number.
Oh, No, I'm perfectly happy with the decision I made. I'm going to go down and catch some fish now, just
okay.
to say that I got my line wet.
Have fun ice fishing. Don't fall in and kill yourself.
Hey, two weeks ago.
Oh God, I don't care.
Next Monday night, I slipped and fell on the ice and knocked myself out.
Oh man, I hope someone was with you.
No, I laid there until I came to and managed to get back to the house. But
how long were you out for?
I don't remember. I don't know. All I know is I was fishing in the light, and when I woke up, I was laying in the dark.
Oh, wow.
Looking up at the stars.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're alive, and you were alive to get my note.
Yep. Well, you have a great big Christmas, okay?
Yeah, you too. Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I love you. I couldn't be mean to him. He knocked himself out. That's insane. Thank you, 815 area note leaver. Got some more 818s. Got shitloads of 818s. It's all 818s. Here's an 847, which is basically the exact same thing as 815, according to some listener recently. Here's some from Neon's area. Have you been leaving notes, Neon? Either that or they're Skype calls. It's hard to tell. Okay, I'm going to go back to the end of the list. Let's start at the end of the list and see what we've got. Oh, yeah, that's the one I've already called, Chris. So let's go to the second to the end. No answer. I've called it before. Do you guys remember Shower Lady? I called a lady and a sister answered, I think, and she was doing the dishes and the lady was in the shower with her husband or something like that, and she was supposed to call me back, because she never did.
Your call has been forwarded to an
and straight to voicemail.
Your call has been
straight to voicemail. All right, I'll save that for a little bit longer.
Hi, it's me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry I missed you call. Hi, it's me.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is shower... Wait, is it? Hold on. Sorry if I blew out anyone's headphones. Okay, this is Shower Lady. Shower Lady, dishes, sister lady.
Hi, it's me again. I'm sorry I missed you call. You can call me anytime. I was having a dinner that time. Okay, sorry. Call me back. It's me, Veronica 661. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, she was really screaming. Well, she's the one that goes straight to voicemail, so that sucks. I saw another one from 661 area code. Let's see if that was her.
This message is for Roy. Hey, Roy, this is Gerardo. You left us.
We already heard that one. Here, is it this one?
Oh, hi, Roy. It's me, Veronica. My phone number is 6618. Please give me a call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I've got 3 messages from Veronica. Okay, so that's all of the old ones. Now we're up to new ones that I have not listened to at all yet.
Hi, Roy. My name's Bernice. I'm so sorry I missed your call. I just realized that you had a 425 area code, so I didn't answer because I didn't recognize the phone number. I work most of the time, so that's another reason why I can't answer right now. But if you like, you can just give me a call back before 7 because I have a class that starts at 7. But if you call me before that today, I could go ahead and answer your call. Thanks. Bye.
All right. That's Bernice again. She's the one I talked to first today, and then she had her mother call me. So let's see if... Let me go through and make sure there's not another one from her. Nope, I don't see one. I wish it would group the voicemails by phone number so I could easily know, you know, like they do with emails. Stupid Google Voice.
Yeah, hi, Roy. This is Chris. I got your message on Friday. About to leave a note on my windshield. I got a good look at my car yesterday. I can't even find a scratch on it. So if wherever you dinged it, there's no damage. I really appreciate you leaving a note. It was a really nice thing to do. So that's about it, man. It's all good. Not even a scratch. So I appreciate it. No need to call me back. Hope you have a nice holiday. And thanks again for leaving the note. That was really great. Okay, thanks, man. Bye.
That's another one that I've already tried today. He's the one that's a really long time ago. 8 days ago, I mean. And I left him a message just a minute ago. I don't know, maybe I should just delete that. Whatever. Next.
Well, hello, Roy. This is Benjamin Cunningham II. I received a scroll on my couch the other day that said that you passed by it on your horse and scratched the paint with your stirrup. Now I expect that you will be willing to pay for this, Roy, and you may reach me at phone number 16 or by carrier pigeon in Coop 2. Thank you, Roy.
Yep, that one's definitely real. Let me call number 16.
Your call cannot be completed dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
I was going to offer him shillings. 12 shillings for the damage. Okay, that was amazing. Thank you, person in near Neon's house. Maybe it was Neon.
This message is for Roy. Hey, Roy, this is Gerardo. You left us.
Okay, I've played that one about 3 times on this show. Let's call this guy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Dr. L has an amazing idea. I was playing Quidditch. I could tell him I was diving for the... what do you call that? The snitch, I think? Yeah, the snitch. My broom scraped the top of
their
car.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I'm putting that in my notes. That's got to be done eventually. Yes, yes, I'm a seeker.
Hey, Roy. I found a card with your phone number on my car in the parking lot at Sky Harbor saying, I'm sorry I dinged your car. But I couldn't find the ding you were referring to if this is indeed you who called. So just please call back at 847-3.
All right. I can't tell if that was a guy doing a listener doing a voice or that guy just had a weird voice. I'll go ahead and call it, and I'll blame it on Mr. Clay, if it's fake.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
And I'm just returning your call, because you left me a message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hit my car?
Yeah, well, sort of. I mean, I kind of scraped it.
Where?
Well, it's kind of a dent, in the muffler.
Oh. In back?
Yeah, underneath. I was underneath the car. And,
how'd you do that?
Like there was an ant. I know this sounds ridiculous. There was an ant crawling on my neck and it scared me and I raised my head really fast and I just dented your muffler. Just put a dent right in it.
Okay, well, I'll take a look. It's not that noticeable.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the muffler, but it is a dent and is your property, so I felt like I should leave a note because I was underneath your car doing some work.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at it, and I'll see what it looks like, and I'll give you a call back. How's that?
Okay, sure. I installed a GPS tracker.
I really appreciate that you did that.
I was installing a GPS tracker, so if you see the equipment underneath your car, please don't touch it. It's my property, and... Please don't touch it.
What are you talking about?
A GPS tracker?
Yeah, on my car?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I was underneath there and I hit my head, so. But yeah, I mean, I'll definitely, if you want to, just let me know if you need my insurance information or anything and I'll take care of it.
Why were you putting a GPS tracker under my car?
I can't say. I'm a private investigator.
What?
A private investigator.
Well, why are you putting it under my car?
Well, it's, I can't say because of client confidentiality.
This is really weird.
Yeah, and I feel terrible about it, you know. I don't know. I shouldn't have dented your muffler like that. It was very unprofessional of me.
What type of car did you dent?
The one I put a note on. I'm not very good with cars. I don't know what kind of car it was.
Well, what did it look like?
Well, it's the one I left a note on.
If you were putting a GPS under my car, why would you even tell me you dented it?
Because I'm an honest person. I'm a Christian.
Okay.
And
I appreciate that.
It's the right thing to do.
Right, but I'm just curious why somebody would be putting a GPS under my car.
Oh, it's my job, because I'm a private investigator.
All right, I'll take a look at it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and just let me know if you feel like I need to pay for it, and I'll completely pay for it. I mean, my client will pay for it because it's basically part of the job. But yeah, her insurance, I mean, the client's insurance will take care of it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. I just think it's funny. He's going to be searching under his car for a GPS unit. It's going to drive him insane. Apparently, it's not illegal to put a GPS unit on someone else's car. Because occasionally, you'll read these articles, like in the paper or whatever, of, you know, people... Like, there was this one, this lady or guy, I forget, it was a guy, he was getting work done on his car. And the work people, they were underneath his car, and they found a GPS. Like, a really big one. It ended up belonging to federal agents or something. I think they thought he was a terrorist. The private investigators can do that, I think. They can just put GPSs on anyone's car they want to. I'm probably wrong. That's just what I read every time I read those articles. That was an idea from Bogey B. Thank you, Bogey B. I bet you we'll hear back from that guy. Oh, and that was another Chicago one, by the way. Oh, man, is this another one from Veronica?
Oh, hi, Mr. Roy. It's me, Veronica. You left a phone number on my car, and I tried to reach you. Call me when it's convenient for you. Thank you. 661. Thank you. Bye-bye.
She really wants to get a hold of me. It was going straight to voicemail before, so let's see. Oh, not straight to voicemail anymore. What am I going to say to Veronica?
Hello?
Hi, Veronica. It's Roy.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I left a note on your car.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Sorry for the last time. I didn't recognize the number, and I didn't...
Oh,
you know, I tried to avoid it. I was to a dinner that time, and...
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, did you call for what reason?
Oh, well, I accidentally dinged your car.
No, everything is fine on the car.
Oh, no, I really whacked it good. I was chasing a snake. I'm an exterminator.
Uh-huh.
And the snake, it got into your car, so I had to pick the lock in your car, and I got...
I saw that liquid on the top of the car.
Oh, that was probably snake pee.
Ah.
Yeah, the snake...
Oh, that's good you took it away.
What?
It's good you took it away.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was inside of your car, and I was...
Oh, my God!
Yeah, because I was chasing a snake, if you know
oh
what I mean.
Oh, my goodness. Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
why? That's good you didn't left it there. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I beat the shit out of it with a bat.
Wow. Like really? Oh. All right.
And,
thank you for saving my life, then.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say. It wasn't a poisonous snake. It was just, I was chasing.
No, but you freak out when you see a snake.
That's true. Yeah. It could have made you get in a wreck. Yeah, so I picked your locks, and I got into your car. And
oh,
caught the
Thank
snake.
Thank God you didn't run away.
You sound really amused by this.
Thank you for didn't take my car away.
Yeah, it was a huge ordeal. And, I was swinging at the snake with the bat, and I dented the top of the roof up where the light is in your car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so there's a dent in your ceiling.
Uh-huh. It is?
Yes.
I washed it from outside, but I didn't know. I didn't look inside.
Yep. Look inside and you'll see the dent.
Oh, that's very nice.
So how was the shower with your husband? Your sister told me you were having a shower with your husband the other day.
My sister?
Or the lady that I talked to, she was doing the dishes. I think she said she was your sister.
No, I don't know. What do you call it? I don't have a husband.
Oh, wow. She must have been lying to me. That's weird.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, I apologize for the damages.
Yeah.
And
All right.
I don't know, like,
I'll look.
Do you want to, what city do you live in?
What city I live in?
Yes, that's the question.
Culver City.
Oh, Culver City. It took you a while to answer. It's almost as if you're not being honest.
Yeah, yeah. But no, but because you asked me where I live, and I was thinking, why are you asking me where I live?
Oh, well, I live in Canoga Park, and I don't know. Would you be interested in being, you know, friends with benefits?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on.
No, thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 60.
60. Oh, that's perfect. I'm only 53, but I do like older women.
Ah, too bad. I don't like young men.
Well, no, I look old, though. I look 70. I haven't taken care of myself.
Yeah, all right.
So, you know.
No, at this time, thank you very much.
I'm a cougar chaser.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
I don't like young men. I like my age.
Well, I'm basically your age. Come on. At your age, does 7 years really matter? It's just 7 years.
Oh, yes. It's a lot for... Yeah.
Come on. It's not like we're in high school.
Yeah, for women, no. A woman has to... And a woman gets older than a man.
You owe me. I saved
thank
your
you.
Life from the snake.
All right. Okay. Talk to you later. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Bye.
See you tonight. That's a threat. The snake idea is from Dr. Astronaut, PhD. I'm going to try that one again, though, sometime, because I think that could be funnier. I think Veronica was just amused by what she heard happened in the previous call. So she just wanted to talk to me.
Hey, Roy. You had left a note on my car that you dinged it. You can call me if you like at 828. My name is Jim. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so that guy, assuming he's real, sounds very country-ish. What's something that a country-ish guy could understand? I could do the snake thing again. Dr. Astronaut insists that I call him a country bumpkin. I will try to remember that. This guy's in North Carolina. Hey, Jim, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Well, I sort of looked around trying to find the ding.
Oh.
I couldn't tell if there's a ding anywhere. What are we talking about? I don't even know where to look.
On the roof. It was on the roof. I was standing on your roof and rolling around on your roof, and I did the worm.
All right. This is a joke, I know. What's going on with you? You were rolling around on the roof.
No, it's not a joke. Why would you say it's a joke? What do you mean it's a joke?
On my roof?
Yeah, I was filming a music video, a rap video. I'm a rapper. And we were filming a video, and I was on top of your car, because your car is like the perfect type of car that we wanted for the video.
All right.
We're making a rap video.
So
but
you're saying you're sorry about it, Dan, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you know, I weigh about 250 right now, and my weight just kind of it dented in the roof. And I was wearing a watch. I was wearing a lot of bling. That's it. A lot of bling. And it scraped the car a little bit when I was doing the worm.
Well, I'm not looking at the car right now, so I really don't know.
Oh.
No, I don't believe you, sort of.
Oh, well, why would I leave a note about it?
I can't believe you would do something like that.
Oh, well, I wouldn't lie about it. I don't understand why you wouldn't believe me, you damn country bumpkin.
The what now?
Perfect. No, I'm just, like, if you want to look at it later and maybe give me a call back if you think my insurance needs to pay for it, you know.
I'll walk out there and look at it now.
For me, it's just it's an expense for the video. For our music video for our rap group.
Just hang on, man. We'll see about it.
Okay.
Caught me in Kmart.
Kmart what?
Kmart.
They're going out of business.
Kmart Shopping.
Oh, you're at Kmart right now?
Yeah.
Are they closing at the end of the year?
Not that I know of.
Oh, they probably are. They're a stupid company.
I feel like they are right now. I don't like it in there.
Why not? Is it too many people?
No, it ain't got enough to choose from.
Too many city slickers in there, right?
I don't know about that either.
Yeah. Kmart's for poor people. I haven't been there in a long time since I stopped being poor.
When did you stop being poor, Roy?
Oh, like 20 years ago. I don't like going in there because, I have to see all the poor people and they smell. Poor people always smell. I go to Target.
Target. You must not live around here then.
Oh, no, I drive. I drive quite a ways just to go to Target. It's worth it. I can afford it because, just gas.
Yeah. Gas ain't much now either, is it?
That's true. Not that it matters to me, because I'm rich. I call it Target. It's French. You're not trying to do an insurance scam on me, are you, since you're poor?
Roy, I give up. I don't see no dents or nothing in the car.
No scratches from all my bling?
No roof dents. No. Oh. Don't see nothing wrong there, Roy.
We need to...
Who is this?
We need to come back and... shoot some more footage for the video, like the B-roll. And we're going to use your car again.
Nah, don't know about that. Roy, what's your last name, Roy?
Look in the mirror on the outside, on the driver's side. Look in the mirror. Do you see it?
What did you do?
Look in the mirror. If you look closely, you'll see a man that fucks his sister.
That's what?
You'll see a man that fucks his sister, if you look closely.
Man, you're
a lowdown.
You're disturbing me now, Roy.
Am I a lowdown, no good, something, something?
I don't know what you are, Roy. You can't ride either.
I can't what?
Open that door there. Can't write too good either, Roy.
Why do you say that?
Well, somebody as rich as you are to be able to write better than you wrote.
Why do you, just my handwriting is bad?
Yeah, no, it's just sort of like everybody else's.
Oh.
Hard to see.
Maybe the problem is you. You just don't know how to read.
Yeah. I do pretty good.
Yeah. I usually have my butler write my notes, but... He wasn't around.
Why don't you just go ahead and send me $1,000 and say we're even then?
Okay, all right.
Be done with it, Mr. Rich Man.
That sounds perfect. What's your address?
Nope.
What?
No, I just think I'll let somebody else take care of it.
I agree to the terms. I just need your address, and I'll do cash. I won't even write a check. Since you don't like my handwriting, I'll just send you cash.
Roy, you got to quit putting me on here, buddy.
I'm not putting you on.
Roy, what is your last name, Roy?
It's Gerbel. It's a French name.
Well, maybe you put the tag on the wrong car. I don't see no roof dents.
Yeah, that's probably it. I'm sorry about that.
I really don't see no damage on the roof. I mean, if you really think you was standing on top of my car and you're 250 pounds, I would think you would have dented it.
Yeah, I was mostly rolling around on it, though. All sexy-like.
Let's see, you was in Subway, wasn't you?
I do go to Subway sometimes, yeah.
You ate there today, didn't you?
Maybe. You never know.
Or Fat Buddies, that's a better place.
Oh, no, I don't go to Fat Buddies, that's for poor people. you want me to buy you some Subway, maybe? And, that'll make up for all this?
Where are you at, Roy?
I can meet you at Subway in 10 minutes. I'll buy you a foot-long sandwich. And chips. Maybe a drink. But I don't know.
Where are you at now, Roy?
Why? Why do you ask?
I just wondered. I I'd like to see you quicker.
Well, what's wrong with 10 minutes?
I'm shopping, man. I'm doing Christmas shopping.
Oh, what'd you get today?
Got a pair of bedroom shoes, boy, and that's all.
Oh.
Four people.
For yourself?
No.
Oh. For your
wife?
Yeah,
we're going to take turns wearing them.
Oh.
What we're going
to
do.
Yeah. That must suck to have to do that because you're not rich like me. Hey, if you meet me at Subway, I'll give you some moonshine.
Hey, forget that.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, that stuff will hurt you.
Oh, no, it's good for you. It's pure. It's alcohol. Nothing wrong with it.
Roy, I'll go to Subway and wait 5 minutes or 10 minutes on you. All right?
Okay. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there, Roy.
Okay. All right, bye, Jim. You going right now? He's going to Subway. Okay, let me look up his number real quick. See where it's located. Okay. Kmart. Okay, that's the only Kmart. Now let's look for Subway in the same area. Gonna have Jim paged. Oh, look. There's a Subway right by Kmart. Right next to the Big Lots. So, pretty much I'm done with the show today. You know, I've done everything, I've called everything. I don't know what I'm even doing. Like, am I gonna just page him and say hi? Why would I do that? This is dumb. Yeah, I have to quit doing the show soon, because there's a major weather incident about to happen. While we're waiting, I'm gonna play you guys this very important weather announcement that's happening in my area.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major storm is headed towards Portland, Oregon on Saturday, December 20th, 2014. It's going to bring up to 30 plus millimeters of rain, which is around 4 to 8 inches of rain, especially on the west coast of Oregon as well. It's going to be a lot of very strong, gusty winds in Portland, Oregon as well. It's going to be wind-driven rain. It's going to be sideways rain. It's going to be a ton of rain in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding areas. It's also going to hit Medford, Oregon and Salem, Oregon as well. It's even going to hit Eugene, Oregon as well. It's going to bring a lot of...
Eugene?
Frank, very strong winds. It's going to be a lot of puddles on the streets in Portland, Oregon on Saturday, December 20th, 2014. Since a powerful low-pressure system is headed towards Pacific Northwest, that's going to cause a lot of rain in Portland, Oregon on Saturday, December 20th, 2014. It's going to be a lot of rain. It's going to be wind-driven rain. It's going to rain sideways. It's going to be a lot of rain. Since it's going to be
steam.
Big waves crashing along the shores of the west coast of Oregon. And it's going to be very strong winds with wind-driven rain on the United States Highway 101 and the state of Oregon as well. Especially in Portland, Oregon as well. People in Portland, Oregon, be prepared. Have your rubber boots ready. Have your ankles ready. Have your ankles ready. Because it's going to be a lot of rain and very strong winds in Portland, Oregon as well. When it goes outside, wear your rain gear. Wear your rubber boots. Wear your wrinkles to keep you dry. Don't open up your umbrella, or your umbrella can get broken since winds will be very strong. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Have your iPads charged, have your iPods charged, have your cell phones charged, have your laptops charged, have your tablets charged, have your 3G and 4G ready. When you go for a walk, don't walk to the puddles. Avoid the puddles when you go for a walk. Since it's going to be a lot of rain. Portland, Oregon, including Medford, Oregon, and Salem, Oregon as well.
Slam.
It's going to be big waves crashing on the shores on the west coast of Oregon as well. Make sure to stay away from the beaches and don't go near the shores, since waves could be very big on the west coast of Oregon as well.
He said it.
If you have anybody living in Portland, Oregon, be prepared for a major storm on Saturday, December 20th, 2014. Best luck to you, people in Portland, Oregon, be prepared for a major storm on Saturday. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in a major storm. Stay dry, be safe.
That was a nice smile he did at the end. Gonna wear my rubbers today. Wow, I'm exhausted listening to that. I don't know. 2 minutes, I think. I should wait. I'm going to make sure he gets into Subway first. Yeah, I'm going to wait like 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe I should just play a song. No, let's not play a song. We'll just listen to this. Man, I'm hungry for Subway now. I wonder who he thinks I am. Like, did somebody in Subway give him a dirty look? Let's call it. It's been 5 minutes. I don't want him to get bored and leave, so... Alright, let's do it. He's probably not going to be there anyway.
Westgate Subway, may I help you?
Hello, could I have my friend paged? He's in there right now. You know, to come to the phone?
Who's your friend?
His name's Jim.
I'm sorry, there's nobody in here by that name.
Oh, there's, like, he's really country bumpkin looking guy.
Say, hold on to that one better. You said his name is Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
What?
Jim.
He owns the Prentice Bridge and the Walmart Subway.
What?
The people that were eating here said that he owns the Prentice Bridge and the Walmart Subway, so maybe try those.
No, he's supposed to be in this one. You're right by Big Lots, right?
Down below, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no one here by that name, and then two people told me that he owns the other two.
Oh, really? Who's that? Like, who are they? Maybe I could talk to them about Jim.
I don't know.
Well, could I talk to them?
Who is it? Hello?
Hey, you know Jim?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know it's the same Jim?
You talking about Jim Norton?
Well, he was in there earlier, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he's supposed to come back. I think you're just a stupid drunk, like, to think that you know what Jim it is. It's a common name, you big dumb retard.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, well, that was pointless. I hope Jim comes in now. They'll be like, Jim, you just got a phone call. The other subways are too far away from Kmart. I'm calling the one right next to Kmart. The other ones are way down the road. Okay, anyway, yeah, I'm quitting. I'm going to play a song and quit. And I'm going to stay indoors. I'm going to board up my windows and charge my iPads and my iPhones, but not my Androids, because Frankie hates Androids. Hey, everyone, it's me again, post-editing Roy from the future. So that was the show from earlier today, the morning/afternoon show. And I could just leave it at that. I could just let the show end right now, right? Because it's basically over, and, you know, there's no more content to put on the show. Or I could play some voicemails. What would a show be without voicemails, right? Gotta play some voicemails. Maybe I'll just play all the voicemails, finally get caught up on them. Because a full hour of show, that's not nearly enough, right? So yeah, let's hear some voicemails.
Hey, man, this is Roy McRoyerson. No, this ain't Roy. This is Joe, man.
I was totally fooled there.
You know, show a little love. I love the show. Watch it all the time.
You watch it? You watch my show?
They keep it up. You're funny as hell, man. I don't know why they didn't give you your own show on cable TV yet, but hey, anything could happen. You know, that remains to be seen. I'm sure I'll call in, you know, tomorrow or the next day and just continue to keep calling in.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, yeah, keep it up, Roy. Brad. Take care.
Or one of my many other billions of aliases, like I mentioned before. TV, come on. TV, that's so 20th century. We're in the new millennia here. It's all about the YouTubes and the podcasts. By the way, I was listening to the show again, you know, just as I was posting it in here. And that last call to the country bumpkin guy, holy crap, I was an asshole. I mean, we all just assumed, because he sounded like a simple countryman, that he would be an idiot. But he was just like a nice, normal guy that dealt with my bullshit pretty well, really. So I think Country Bumpkin wins that call, by the way. He is the winner.
Hi, Brad. This is Matt, a.k.a. LX Reaver XL.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to express my extreme frustration that you haven't played my, done my prank request yet or played any of my voicemails. And being a new listener, I want to get, you know...
I've played pretty much every voicemail, so I think you're full of crap. You dialed a wrong number or something. You didn't leave me a voicemail, because I play them all, except the ones that are just, you know, really trolly, or the ones that just say cactus, 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 and that's it. Nothing else. I don't play those, but maybe you're one of the people doing that. But I play all the voicemails that have actual content in them.
I feel special with a shout-out from you. So I just wanted to let you know...
Big jerk.
That you have a week from now to play or do something that I sent in, or you're going down. Because... You may have gotten away with JonBenet's murder, but I happen to know you were in Ferguson and you pulled the trigger. You're the reason Mike Brown's dead. And
I'm sure
you don't want to get arrested for that, or you don't want the people coming rioting at your door. So you might want to do it, or you're fucked.
Oh, noes. And you know what? That voicemail's from 3 weeks ago, so he's probably already set plans in motion to take me down.
Hey, Brad Roy. I was just calling in, let you know I like your show. Actually watch all of them. I watch both YouTube channels.
Everybody watches my shows.
And it would be cool if I could be on, you know, if you could play it on one of your shows, you know, when you do your voicemail section there. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to whenever you put up the 24-hour Thanksgiving pranks.
Wow, this is...
I watch that every year, too, and Cactus Cactus, looking for my chapstick.
Okay. Yeah, he's probably not even a listener anymore. You know, that was 3 weeks ago.
Hi, my name is Wesley Wyatt, and I love the show. But I was wondering if maybe you could do a show in Gaffney, South Carolina, because that will be amazing. And, you know, stop doing shows like in California. Gosh, that sucks, man. Do shows down where I live.
Sorry that I haven't done your exact town yet. I'll get right to work on that. And something about California that you said.
Hey, Brad, thank you. Thank you for the Pranksgiving phone calls. Listening to Carlito and Milkman and Matt and everyone else. It was a really awesome blurry-eyed marathon for me, and kudos on the fundraising. So just calling in to give you 3 thumbs up. Oh, God. That must be a birth defect.
Oh, Oregon guy. I'm glad you brought up the whole fundraising thing, though, because I completely forgot about it. But that ended this week. It's over with. And the total... I mean, I have a different total than Giad gave out in his show last night. I forget what he said, because, you know, my total doesn't take into account the money that Giad's donating. So my total that I show... because I was in charge of the money this year, was $818.50, which is pretty amazing. And that's without whatever Giad sent in, so it's actually a little bit more than that. Thank you, everyone, for donating to the fundraiser. That's really amazing that we were able to raise over $800 for some family who has no idea it's coming, I don't think. Or maybe they do, I don't know. They probably don't know it's going to be that much. But Giad, he went out and purchased toys and presents and whatever to give to the kids. And then he also is giving the mom some just cash, gift cards or cash. I don't know which way he's doing it. So they can pay some bills because they really need the help. It's a legitimate family in need. He made sure of that. Giad made sure of that. So thank you, everyone, for the donations. Hopefully we'll do it again next year. And hopefully Giad will have his own PayPal at that point, so I don't have to deal with it. Because I'm lazy. I have enough shit to deal with phone losers. But yes, everyone is awesome for donating. Especially me, because I donated.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
So, you made...
What do you know? A long voicemail from Gloria. Who would have thought?
Prank calls a long time ago about Xfinity and Comcast being like the worst service for TV or something. People are always complaining. Literally, I never believed you, and I was like, okay, maybe...
Not literally. They're not always complaining. You young people, and your use of the word literally.
Two people had bad experiences and whatnot. Okay, you know what? I'm so fucking done with Xfinity. I literally just canceled with them because one of their representatives told me off. And he's like, literally, he said to me, shut the fuck up and calm down. I'm like, I can't calm down. You just shut my internet off for no reason. I just paid you guys $200 for my service. And he's like, okay, well, it's our mistake and we'll fix it. And they never fixed it.
Bastards.
Okay, well, I left them, but I just want to say, you are always right in the end.
Is this like the time that you told me you had a job? Now all of a sudden you're paying the cable bill?
For some reason, Xfinity really sucks, and so did Comcast. They're together, but... Anyway, I did leave you a request. It's for a guy named Giancarlo. I kind of forgot to put my name in the box. For a guy named Giancarlo, and I left his phone number and said, he is a crazy guy.
Okay, all right. You don't have to tell me your requests and your voicemails. I'll get to it eventually. Or maybe not, because, you know, we're so into this carding stuff right now. I'm never going to get to the request. How can you just ditch Xfinity, though? It's not like there's an alternative. Oh, wait, no. Actually, you live in an area that I think has Fios, which I hear is good. So maybe you do have an alternative. I don't. My alternative is shitty DSL from the phone company.
Hey, Brad, a.k.a. the turtle. You know, Carlito's right. You're just a little emotional turtle. You just bottle up all those emotions, and you don't spit them back out, all right? And okay. I'm just calling to let you know that we care about you.
Thanks.
And that if you ever want to talk and, you know, spill out some of those emotions, we're there for you. You come into the IRC and you talk to us, all right?
All right.
All right. You have a blessed day, goddammit.
Thanks. I'll do that. I actually have no idea what you're talking about. I must have missed that part of Carlito's show where he says I'm an emotional turtle, apparently.
Hey, Roy, this is your Uncle Scott. I'm sorry I missed you on Thanksgiving, buddy. I actually ended up at the wrong house, and things just didn't go too well. But I'll try and make it to Christmas, buddy. If I don't make it to Christmas, then, well, I don't know. But I'll probably send you something in the mail. I love you. Cactus. Bye.
Thanks, Uncle Scott. Thank God I purchased that gun for Oregon Guy. So now, you know, if Uncle Scott shows up, I can chase him away.
Okay, Brad. That Matt person.
What do you know?
Obviously.
Gloria again.
He said he was going to put carding pranks on the people in Connecticut. You know what, Matt? Fuck you. Connecticut is my jurisdiction. And you know what? I will put carding pranks on them, and I will prove that I am better than you. See, you didn't even do them right. See, you didn't even submit them. And Brad caught you. So I will be putting the carding pranks and things in Connecticut. So, everybody, fuck off of the state. Okay, Brad, but by the way, you won't play my other voicemail. Have a good day. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Oh, is she complaining that I don't play enough of her voicemails now, even though I just played two of her voicemails in one show?
Brad Carter, you dirty whore.
That's me.
I've got to say, you've been keeping up with your podcast pretty good lately. Like, new episode, you know. It's been good. So keep that
Thank
schedule
you.
Up, and I'm going to become a Patreon donor
Holy
in January
crap.
As soon as I start my new job, so you better watch out for that. Anyway, you keep up the schedule because the podcast is awesome. Anyway, fuck you, bye.
Thanks, Idaho person. I hope you keep your promise. Be a Patreon person. This is a good time to remind all of the listeners that they should support the show. And help me do more of them and more other shows and whatever else happens in PLA land by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus and become a subscriber. I'm really tempted to just do all of the voicemails right now. At this point, I'm only 8 days behind, so that's really good. I only have 18 voicemails left to play, but no, I won't do that to you guys. I'm going to quit now. We're going to end the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for leaving the carding notes. You've all been great about this. That's why there's 4 shows in a row now that have been nothing but cardings. I might have to eventually just ask you guys to cut it out, because I think the response this time is a lot better than it was the last time around. Like, a lot more people are leaving notes this time. Thanks for that. It's been a lot of fun. And I've also gotten 2 new voicemails on the carding voicemail box since this morning's show. So I've got to do even more of them. But yeah, thanks for listening. Make sure to visit phonelosers.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter YouTube, everywhere else, and I'll try my best to do regular shows so that Idaho Guy continues to be happy and contributes to the Patreon. Oh look, I stopped just in time. The next voicemail is also from Gloria. Alright, thanks everyone. See you next week. I just wanted to call and say hi. I've been thinking a lot about you, and I really enjoyed meeting you. I hope you'll get back with me soon. Hey, Sue. I don't know how often you check your messages, but I called like 2 hours ago, and I just wanted to call back and make sure you're not possessed by the devil or anything like that, so give me a call back. Hey, Sue. I had to run to the store for a few minutes, and I can never get a signal in there. I got some mozzarella sticks because I know how much you like those. Hey, Sue, I'm really starting to think it's not working out between us. It seems like I give so much in this relationship, and I haven't heard back from you, so I think we're gonna need to have a serious talk, or maybe get couples counseling. Anyway, my mother's really happy for me, and she's looking forward to meeting you soon. Bye, Sue.